This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
I've been looking at some pictures and reading up on this, not that I've ever reading down, but I was reading up on this Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
And they're not easily house trained.
No. No.
They'll so, I mean, I'm just saying that part of it, don't just believe anybody who says, hell yeah, they're easy to house train. No problem.
They're big.
They're big. But so, I mean.
Hey, I do want to say one thing because someone's going to email me or complain or say you got it wrong. The scientists used to think that they had a lot of bacteria in their mouth. So when they bit an animal, it was infection that killed them. And now, so someone's going to say they're not actually poisonous, it's just bacteria. But now scientists actually have found that they do have venom, and it's not the bacteria. So if you're one of those, please don't call or email because I'm just going by what they said on Nat Geo.
Trivia Friday on American Family Radio, also known as
Learning University.
Hey, Learning University.
Back to what Ed said, one of my favorite Abraham Lincoln quotes is, don't believe everything you read on Wikipedia.
Yes.
Abe Lincoln said that?
Abe Lincoln.
Was he honest about that, though? That'd be my question.
I don't know about that.
Let's repeat our questions, which have heretofore gone unanswered, and then back to the phones we shall go.
All right, here's my three questions. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's filling station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Is that true or false? Second question that I have left, what was the first state to join the Union? Bonus question would be, what year did that state join? That's what I've got.
First person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel was a 73-year-old clockmaker and cousin of Orville Wright back in 1901. Is that true or false? Second question, the only woman to medal in 6 consecutive Olympics. Who is the only woman to medal in 6 consecutive Olympics?
I know women that'll medal in a lot more than that.
More than 6?
Oh, you're talking about,
meddling.
Oh, you're talking about meddling at an Olympic game. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. I misunderstood you.
And some women have done it more than 6 consecutive.
Yes. That was quick.
It's been a pastor a long time.
Oh, yeah. There's been some meddlers.
You can tell some women meddling stories.
Yeah.
Man. All right. Here's my multiple choice. How many knights could sit around Camelot's round table? 15, 55, or 150?
So it was a place of honor. It wasn't y'all come.
Yeah.
Right?
Right.
All right, here are my questions.
Some of those boys are big.
How big a boy are you?
How big
old
boy
What
are
kind
you?
Of, let's see, did we, what kind of bird can fly higher than any other, up to 7 miles in the air? Number two, mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days.
And the fact that they did that with a sundial, I think, is very impressive.
I'm going to add one question since we've got 22 minutes left here. To be my third question. Listen closely. What do you call the disease marked by uncontrollable sleepiness and attacks of brief sleep, even while standing up or moving?
Komodoitis. Had it before. It's awful.
I don't know what the name of it is, but it is connected to eating a lot of carbs at lunch.
Everybody gets a little trace of it at Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Well,
that's right.
Remember that? Was that GMO or what's
or
that thing called?
A boring sermon.
Can
also do this to you. What do you call the disease marked by uncontrollable sleepiness and attacks of brief sleep, even while standing up or moving? It's a serious.
It is.
Yes.
It is a serious thing.
Right.
All right. Back to the phone.
We actually had somebody. This is not a joke. People are going to think I'm telling a joke.
Right.
We actually had somebody who had that worked here.
Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah. So it does happen.
Yes.
But some people do use it falsely.
Yes.
You know.
I can't help it that I slept through the meeting.
Right,
I have
such
and such.
Right. All right, back to the phones.
All right, we go somewhere in North Carolina. Crystal is on the line. Crystal, welcome to Trivia Friday today.
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay, you want to ask, answer, or do both, Crystal?
I can't ask, but I can answer.
All right. Which one do you want to try?
Kind of like life.
There's two, but I'm not sure which one I would be more apt to answer.
Go with the one you're more confident about, Crystal.
Because you got to pick one.
Crystal, what does your gut say right now? What is it telling you? Which one should you go for?
Just pick one, Crystal.
Pull it toward the one with the clock for some reason.
Okay, here it is. You got a 50-50 chance.
The clock maker?
Yeah.
Okay.
True or false?
Not the clock maker. Not the clock. No. You know, the one with the...
invented the day.
Oh. Where it tells the day.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This is really challenging yourself. I'm proud of you. Here's the question. Mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days? The answer is...
I'm thinking the Mayas.
The Mayas, that is a good answer, but it's incorrect.
Okay, so the Mayans
good
didn't.
Try.
Good try, because the Mayans, they did a lot.
They did have that calendar predicting the end of the world in 2012.
They did.
They're the first ones to have solar panels, so that put them way ahead of a lot of other countries. Yeah.
Right. So,
thanks, Crystal.
Appreciate
have a great
it, Crystal.
Weekend.
You're welcome.
All right, good try. I'm glad she stretched herself. I think she maybe knew the answer to the other one for sure, but she stretched herself.
Those solar panels were made out of palm fronds, in full disclosure. I just want to know. It wasn't glass.
For the Mayans, you mean?
Yeah, it wasn't like the ones today, but at least they kind of got the...
They took a shot at it.
They were trying.
Right.
Which ones was it? The Aztecs that were really into...
human sacrifice?
Yeah.
It was the Aztecs.
Yeah, not the Mayans.
Not the Mayans.
So if you're out
Mayans
in the middle
good,
of the
Aztecs bad.
Jungle in Central America, you want to meet up with a Mayan.
Only thing they would not eat were clowns because they said they taste funny.
That's history.
Look at it in history.
That is bad. That is bad. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
That was good because that's recycling an old joke,
right,
but perfectly placed.
Yes. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones.
All right, we go to West Virginia, and our friend Baseball Hank is on the line. Hank, welcome back to Trivia Friday.
Well, thank you very much. It's glad to be with you.
Hank,
I have two questions. Yes?
Hank, did you know the answer about that only infield
inside
grand slam?
Park?
Yeah, inside the park grand slam. That's pretty amazing to have a record that's been on the books that long.
Yeah, fortunately, you mean the one about the inside the park home run?
Yes.
Yeah, Roberto Clemente. Yes, I did, yeah.
Good. Well, which question do you...
Fantastic. There was no two ways about it.
Which question do you want to answer, and do you have a question for us?
I have two, rather than just try to answer one. Can I ask two?
Yeah, fire away.
Yes, you can.
All right, one's a baseball question. The second one's humanitarian, as I would call it.
Okay.
I think you should be able to get this, but I'm going to ask it anyway. What Major League Baseball player ran around the bases backwards after hitting his 100th home run? And what team was he playing for?
Was that the two? Or is that one? Two,
no, that's
two
one
part,
question.
That's the one.
Two part.
That's one question, two parts.
You don't have to answer the second part. But if you,
I saw this just recently, but I forgot the guy's name.
It would
name.
Have to be somebody that was a clown or, somebody joked around or.
A real showman.
You know what? Maybe we should know this one, but I don't. I don't know this.
You should know this one. He played in your hometown area, the club you really like a lot.
Oh, okay. The Red Sox?
Yes, sir. Yes.
Oh, is that Red Sox?
He said he played for the Red Sox. Ran
but
around.
He didn't hit it when he was playing for the Red Sox, but he played for the Red Sox. He's well known with the Red Sox.
What era are we talking about? Because we don't know.
50s.
Ed, you 50s. Should get this.
Fifties
and the
a little bit before the 50s, but during the 50s.
Johnny Pesky?
No, you're close, but it's Jimmy Pearsall.
Oh, Jimmy Pearsall. Okay,
Jimmy Pearsall.
Yeah, and he ran around backwards when he hit his 100th home run.
On his 100th home run, he was playing for the New York Mets in 1963, and Dallas Green, who I came to know year later in life, threw the pitch to him.
Dallas Green.
Hey,
I want to speak to what Baseball Hank is saying because, there were a lot of theatrics and things to kind of make the game fun back in the day.
Yeah.
One guy took, the New York Post and batted with that,
newspaper.
The
New York Post?
Yeah, or New York Times. Do you remember that, Hank, where one of them had a copy of the Daily Newspaper and batted with that? Another guy, I just was looking for trivia questions, and there was a dwarf in the major league in the Major League Baseball, and they said he was like,
it was a what in the Major League Baseball?
He was a dwarf, and he talked about how tall he's about 3 foot tall.
Yes.
And so they did a lot of things for promotion years ago.
Yeah.
But run around backwards.
I recall the dwarf, and I believe that was on the Chicago White Sox when the owner brought him up to.
And he walked every time.
Yeah, he walked because they couldn't pitch to him.
No strikes.
Before we get off baseball, and I don't want to take a lot of time, but I want you fellows to know that I was at the Baseball Hall of Fame to see Griffey and Piazza go in. But what I really want to say about it, he spoke about the Lord in his speech.
Wow. Who is this?
He spoke about the Lord. I came to tears. And his faith came through his mother.
This is Mike Piazza you're talking about?
Mike Piazza. Fantastic speech.
And wow. I had heard that he was a Christian, but wow. I wonder if that's on YouTube. Maybe that's on YouTube or something.
Very much so. I took, finally, somebody stepped up to the plate with me here in West Virginia. I'm not a native West Virginian, as I've told you once before. And somebody said, yes, they'd go with me. And I took a very young fellow who had never been there. It was the greatest time he had ever had. And for me, going many times to the Baseball Hall of Fame, it was my greatest also.
Wow. Thank you for that praise report.
Cooperstown, New York.
Now, the other quick question I want to ask you, which I feel is humanitarian. What accomplishment President Reagan, Ronald Reagan, was most proud of and talked about the most in his life?
What was the
what accomplishment for Ronald Reagan was he most
Ronald
proud
Reagan.
Of and that he talked about most?
Is this
most
is this post
in his lifetime?
Post presidency or before he was president, he made this statement.
So this is something he did while president.
No, he did. He performed it prior to presidency, of course. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right.
Well, he was the president of the Screen Actors Guild. He was one, maybe a two-time.
Yes, twice. That he was twice, yes.
Twice. I want to say he was two-time governor.
Governor of California.
But that's not it either.
All right. So
he was a broadcaster.
He played football in college.
Well, that too, but no.
All right. What accomplishment?
But see, those wouldn't be things considered with
go ahead.
Helping
give us
homeless
a hint.
Or
give
whatever.
Us a hint.
It was around water.
He was a lifeguard.
That is correct.
He was
the accomplishment was that he saved
77 lives, yeah.
And there is a plaque in the state of Illinois that tells everybody. It's there yet today.
I admit I got a zany sense of humor. But if you're a lifeguard one summer and 77 people are drowning, you're in a rough neighborhood.
Yeah.
That's too much horseplay going on.
During his whole lifetime career. I think it was he was a lifeguard for 10 to 12 years.
Okay.
But he's still thinking, why me? What's the deal with my beach?
But the thing about it is that he was more proud of that as a humanitarian than all the great things that he had done as one of our greatest presidents.
Yeah, that explains a whole lot. When he made that speech and said, tear down this pool.
he was a very humble guy. Anyway, thank you, brother. Appreciate it.
Hey, thank you, Baseball Hank.
Thank you so much, and I'll talk to you in another 5 weeks.
Okay. All right. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We're about to repeat our questions for the final time for this show. We got 12 minutes to go, Ed.
All right. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's filling station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Is that true or false? Mm. And then my remaining question, what was the first state to join the union? That's what I've got.
True or false, first person to survive going over Niagara Falls in a barrel, 73-year-old clockmaker and cousin of Orville Wright back in 1901. True or false? Then who is the only woman to medal in 6 consecutive Olympics, including this one? And multiple choice, how many knights could sit around Camelot's round table? 15, 55, or 150?
And did they ever say your deal? All right.
Whose deal is it?
Whose deal is it? My deal.
No gambling, of course, went on during this card game.
Poker for fun. All right. My questions, Mathematicians of what civilization were the first to divide the day into 24 hours and the year into 360 days? Somebody started this calendar thing.
Yeah.
And I want to know who it is, who it was. Number two, what kind of bird can fly higher than any other bird, up to 7 miles?
I can't wait to hear the answer to that one either.
And finally, what do you call it, the disease marked by uncontrollable sleepiness and attacks of brief sleep even while standing or moving? I've never known anybody to have this. You did, though.
I did.
So this is,
I won't say the person's name on the air, but I'll tell you afterwards.
What do you call the disease marked by uncontrollable sleepiness and attacks of brief sleep even while standing or moving? What do you call that? There's a name for it. Back to the phones as we go toward the home stretch.
Towards the home stretch, we go to Logansport, Louisiana, and Renee is on the line. Renee, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello. Thank you for getting my call.
You are welcome. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Renee? All right. Which question you want to answer? All right. Your phone's breaking up a little bit, Renee.
What happened?
Right. Oh, this is going to be terrible if she waited this long and then just got in the bag.
Renee, if you'll send us an email to comments@afr.net, Jade will answer you and we'll get you on first thing next week because that's not fair. You waited a long time.
Renee from Logansport, Louisiana.
Let's try one more time, though. Renee, are you there? Maybe she went through that tunnel and came out.
You think she can even hear us, say, shoot us an email?
Well, I think we've lost Renee. She dropped off.
Forever?
Oh, I hate that.
Well, not forever, no.
Oh, okay. It sounded dire the way you said it.
We've lost. I think we've lost Renee.
I hope she didn't go over Niagara Falls in a barrel. That would be terrible.
She's back to her clockmaking.
Okay, we go to Leesburg, Georgia, and Eric is on the line. Eric, are you there?
Yes, sir, I am.
All right. You want to ask, answer, or do both, Eric?
I'd like to do both.
Okay. Which question you want to answer?
I want to try your Andy Griffith question.
Hey, good. All right, here it is. On the Andy Griffith Show, Gomer worked at Wally's filling station to save money to go to college and become a doctor. Eric, is that true or false?
I believe that is true.
That is 100% true.
What?
Yes. On the episode titled Man in a Hurry with the guy who needed his car fixed on a Sunday, Andy tells the man that Gomer works at Wally's filling station and he's saving up money to go to college and become a doctor.
So, how funny.
So excellent. Now, did you just guess or did you know that?
I actually have a confession. I actually talked to my 9-year-old son. And he told me it was true.
What? Your son is a true fan.
That's great. Way to use a lifeline. We encourage it.
That's right. Nothing wrong with that. Tell your son that's, in my opinion, the best show ever. So
we watch it a lot. Ryan is his name, and he really enjoys it.
Well, I've told this on the air before, but we had a cockatiel. That we watched the show so often, that cockatiel could whistle the theme song from Andy Griffith. That is the absolute truth. All right, Eric, you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm going to stay with you. The TV theme, and I wanted to ask the show starring David Hasselhoff in the 1980s, Knight Rider. His character, Michael Knight, drove a car called Kit. And it was an acronym, KITT. What did KITT stand for?
That's a great question. I knew if you had asked, it was an acronym. I know, you guys remember the answer? I can't.
Kansas Institute for Technology.
The Kansas Institute for Technology.
I know the people that enjoy Kit Kat bars are glad that that spun off from the show.
Yes.
But
sales went through the roof.
Yeah.
Yeah, through the moon roof. Through the moon roof.
Duly noted.
We don't know.
You got us, Eric. What was it?
It stood for Knight Industries 2000.
Oh, Knight Industries. I would never even
It was a car talked to him, didn't it? It was a smart car.
It was a smart aleck car.
It was the Knight Industries car, and that's how they developed his name, Michael Knight, and all that came from that. But
Knight Rider.
It was a
And
what's that? What's
that was that, a good show.
What's that thing on your phone that talks back to you, the lady?
Siri.
It was Siri before Siri.
Yes.
The car was.
That inspired Siri.
Yeah, it was.
All right.
If y'all wouldn't mind, I'd like to say hi real quick to my lovely wife, Candace, and my little boy, Ryan, who are listening right now.
Oh, wonderful. All right. Well, good job.
So cool.
That's a good man. Say hello to your wife
Of
course, your kids.
Yep. So. Thanks for your help, Ryan, with that answer. Thanks, Eric. Have a great weekend.
Yes, sir. You too. Bye-bye.
All right.
Last call.
Grenada, Mississippi again. Stan is on the line. Stan, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Morning, gentlemen. Thank you. I'm actually up north on I-55.
So. Okay. All right. Well, Stan, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
Both, please.
All right. Which question you want to answer?
The highest flying bird.
All right. That's Tim's question.
Okay. Let's see. Let me repeat the question. What kind of bird can fly higher than any other bird up to 7 miles in the air? The answer is?
Stan?
A vulture.
Way to go, Stan.
Absolutely.
Wow.
Also known as a griffin? Griffon. Does that mean the same thing as vulture?
I don't know.
I think it's a type of vulture.
Miles.
Wow.
JJ, you're a pilot.
I've seen them at 1 mile. I've seen hawks, but 7 miles. You're talking about 35,000.
I thought you said you saw a bird at 5 miles.
No, 5,000 feet.
Oh, 5,000 feet.
Yeah.
So how high in the air are we talking
35,000 feet. 35,000 feet. You have to have oxygen.
Yeah.
So
except for the vultures.
How are they
spotting their food from that high?
Very carefully.
How are they spotting roadkill?
I don't know.
From that high. that's what I want to know.
We're looking for small planes.
Anyway,
to eat.
Good answer.
Stan, you have a question for us?
I do.
All right. What is it?
Okay. When was the first credit card founded? And bonus question, what club started it?
It was the Diners Club.
That's what I was going to say.
And then, but what
that's
year?
Right.
Are you asking about the year?
No, what company?
What year? Yeah.
Oh, what year?
I've almost got mine paid down.
We don't
got
know
the balance when, paid down.
We don't know when we're out of time.
Yeah, we're out of time, Stan.
Tell us.
What year?
All right. It was 1950.
Okay. 1950. Wow.
Diners Club card came out.
Hey, thanks, Stan.
Thank
appreciate
you, buddy.
It, brother.
Thank you,
brother.
I got three that I need
all
to
right,
answer.
Go ahead.
The true or false about the 73-year-old clockmaker, cousin of Orville Wright, that went over Niagara Falls, the first one in a barrel. What do you guys say?
I'll say true.
100% false.
False.
Made up.
All right.
Only woman to medal in 6 consecutive Olympics.
All right.
Kim Rohde.
Okay, I was going to say Sally
shooter.
Kersey Joyner. But.
And the reason you're not hearing much about it is because she's very vocal, pro-Second Amendment, and it doesn't fit their narrative.
But
wow.
She's in Rio now?
Yeah. Yeah,
she
just won again. But she's won 6 Olympics in a row.
Wow.
And you don't hear a blip on the media because they hate guns so much. Then, how many knights could sit around Camelot's round table?
I'm going to say 150.
150.
All right. First state to join the Union was Delaware in 1787. That's all I had left.
Mathematicians of what civilization were first to divide the day into 24 hours in a year into 360 days?
Chinese.
Babylonians.
Okay.
Number two, what do you call the disease marked by?
Narcolepsy.
Uncontrollable sleepiness.
Narcolepsy.
Narcolepsy is what you have if you have that particular issue. Hey, thanks for listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio.
Going to be at River Bend Baptist Church in Aberdeen, Mississippi. Sunday starts at 10:30. You're invited if you're in the area.
You're going to be there,
I'll be speaking there.
Aberdeen, Mississippi, Sunday morning, J.J. Jasper. Have a great day, everybody. A great weekend. We'll see you back here on Monday.